okay, all this stuff was happening, you know, the civil rights movement, Martin Luther King Jr., and a lot of stuff started changing. You know, they got the courts involved, people from the north stepped in and stuff, and a lot of stuff, you know, people started drinking from the same water fountain or the same bathroom. Can y'all tell me, so, as y'all saw things changing, what kind of things changed, and what were the attitudes of the white people?
Around the plant where I work, if they saw a black drinking at a water fountain, they wanted to just kind of get rough with him, you know.
Yeah.
And especially now in the drugstores where they had the, what do they call, bars or soda fountains.
Right.
They was not allowed to go in there and get an ice cream or a drink, sit down at the fountain and to take of what they bought. You know?
So even when the laws changed, a lot of times the whites still wouldn't let them?
Well, they resented.
Yeah, okay.
Well, about that time, I imagine when they started using water fountain, they began to use the bathrooms in public places, and then come in easily. They were just easing in at the cafeterias and things like that, places like that. At first, you didn't sit, but now you sit. It's nearly half and half. But you know, it was very slow about coming. They were very slow about coming to the cafeteria and feeling. Restaurants and all, and feeling relaxed, I believe. Yeah. The blacks were nearly afraid.
The whites put pressure on
them. Well, yeah, they just ignored them and acted, give them looks like they're not supposed to be there.
Right, they knew they couldn't do anything by law, they were allowed, but they didn't like it.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
But something that I didn't say that I could have said back in the beginning, they weren't the cruel blacks so cheap, and the landlords worked them so cheap till they had to steal from them at night, like chickens and potatoes and syrup and things out of the barn that they could steal from the landlords. They had to feed their families, because you know how blacks, they all have big families mostly, and they would, and it made my father feel so bad that happened. He was a country preacher, and he had a heart for him, and he just really couldn't hardly take it the way the landlords treated him.
Okay, around this time, you know, the governor of Alabama was George Wallace. I think, you know, most people know the story how he stood in front of the school building in Alabama, and the federal troops had to move him because he didn't want the blacks to go. How was George Wallace viewed by the whites in Alabama and by the blacks possibly in Alabama? What kind of role did he play during all this?
Well, to me, he was not my favorite governor.
Okay.
He had segregation today, segregation tomorrow, and segregation forever.
Right.
That was his plateau, and so the white voters eat that up, so they put him in there time after time.
Right. Well, so he was a racist.
He was a racist from the word go.
And he didn't make any bones about it.
No, he didn't make it.
So
no bones about it.
But were there other candidates? Were there other possibilities? You know, I don't want to, you know, ask you who you voted for, but was it kind of were there other alternatives to Wallace, or was he basically all there was there?
Well, there were other people against him, you know, running for the same office, but he didn't have a chance of going to use it for his best. He even ran for the president. You know, he told the people of Alabama, if you'll vote me in as governor, I will be your governor uninterrupted for the next 4 years. The quickest he got elected governor, he went up yonder in Maryland running for president. That's where he was shot.
Right, okay. What do y'all remember? Do y'all remember much about the attempted assassination on him, and who did it, and what the reasoning for?
It was up in Maryland.
What was the reaction in Alabama when that happened?
Well, they were, a lot of the people, his followers, were stunned, you know.
Yeah.
I'll admit, he wasn't one of my favorites.
Was there a lot of anger when he was shot, or were people?
Yeah, I'd say so, you know.
Well, see, Chad, a lot of people were disappointed in his actions. Like Papa said, he was going to be governor, and then, you know, and then he decided to run for president, and then he couldn't be a good governor while he was running around trying to be president.
Well, the people around here thought he had been governor if he hadn't got shot, you know, paralyzed. They thought he had been the governor. He even ran on the independent ticket 1 year.
In 1974, he was elected to a third term. He was the first governor elected to a third term. So he was obviously popular
among the majority of the voters.
Right. Yeah. There was more of a silent minority that was against him.
Yes.
Okay.
Back then, there wasn't one party going against Alabama's dominated, but now there are two parties.
We voted for the guy that got killed in the airplane. What was his
name? Dick Grassley Reed.
Yeah. We voted for him.
So what year was this?
I don't know.
The year he
ran. Was he running against Wallace?
Yes, was he? Yes.
Don't bring that in. No, we don't have that. I can't tell you a good answer.
Okay, Mr. Duncan, back then, Alabama's historically been a Democratic-type state, and I just kind of want to get some attitudes on politics in Alabama. What was the view on politics in Alabama, and what was the dominant party?
The Democrats were the dominant party back then.
Okay.
But we had Republicans, but they were always in a minority here in Alabama,
yeah.
So they never did get to elect none of their people that they would vote for.
What party did the blacks, were they also Democrats, or were they
I don't think they were allowed to vote at certain times.
Yeah, okay.
But now, at one time, to be eligible to vote in Alabama, you had to pay what's called a poll tax.
Right, okay.
So to be eligible to vote, you had to go down to the courthouse and pay your $1.50, I believe it was, to vote. If you wasn't on that list, you didn't vote.
Did you also have to take a good citizen test type thing?
I don't remember.
Okay, that was okay. But, so basically, if you weren't a Democrat, did you stand much of a chance in anything?
Well, on the ballot, you had Democrat and Republican. You just marked the ones on the ballot where they're Democrats. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just people basically just stuck with the Democrats.
Yeah. Like I said, there's some Republicans. They have in the majority.
What did the people in Alabama? What were they? What did they want out of the government? Or I don't know. You can't really speak for everyone, but what was the general view of the government? Was it seen as corrupt, or did people trust the government?
Well, back then, I don't think they, more or less the depression, you know, they thought that the government, because we got in such a financial bind and just, and everything. That was back in the 30s. In the 30s.
That was in Hoover's
day. Okay. It was
in the 30s.
Yep. There's our Republican government, that Hoover days. They referred to them as Hoover days.
I was about 7 years old.
Okay. So it was just basically a Democratic state.
Okay.
Before the blacks had privilege to vote, well, I believe that it was considered that the wealthy people were more of the Republican Party, and the Democrats were more of the middle class and poor class. And then when the blacks, I believe the majority of them were Democrat when they became eligible to vote.
Okay, well, the Democrats kind of seen maybe as a working man's party?
Yes, seemed like that to me. But that's the way I got it, because I knew a lot of people. Where I grew up, we had a lot of landlords, and then we had people that just rented and worked, so it seemed like that lots of the landlords was Republicans.
Okay.
Because they were money, you know,
right, okay.
Conservatives, that's what they were.
Okay. Okay, y'all growing up from the 20s until, today in the 1990s, you've lived a long time, seen a lot of things, and Alabama, of course, has gone through a lot of changes between that time. Could y'all talk about how Alabama's changed from the time when you were growing up to the racial tensions of the 50s and 60s on until today, and what Alabama's like today?
Well, I know from the plant that I worked at, like I said a while ago, the blacks had janitorial, but now over there on the job, they equal to the white part job. They can work on any job they want to if they can qualify.
Yeah.
And they can go to any bathroom, and they can go to any water fountain. So they've been accepted if they're part of the working crew.
Okay.
What's so important about the change is from electricity till today, so many, many inventions have made the world go fast.
Yeah.
see, my daddy died in 41, and we hadn't even had electricity but a few years. I'd say 5 years. We'd had electricity before he died in 41. And then the radio came about time, right after electricity. And then, of course, there was no TVs till later on, in the 40s, or late 40s, is when we first got the TVs. But I just thought the first 20 years that my daddy had died, well, Law, just think, if he come alive today, he wouldn't believe it.
Yeah, right.
He couldn't believe it, how things changed. But anyway, from battery to, we had battery, is that what you mean? We had battery radios first before we had electricity. I thought it was way ahead of the other. But anyway, what I want to say is this. The moral situation. People used to be neighbors and love each other and have respect for each other. And people don't, it's me and my four and no more, and I want the dollar, and I don't care how I hurt you to get it.
Yeah, okay.
And stuff like that didn't used to be. Like I told you, the blacks would come to our churches and sit on the back, and they were satisfied to sit there. And but now they can go into churches, and they have joined white churches. There are lots of white churches with blacks in them. And see how far we've gone?
Right.
And it's a great improvement, but yet the love is not the same. In some respect, love is not what it was back when I was growing up. Not as sincere. And, you know, and we knock ourselves out doing for our neighbors.
Yeah. But in these towns where the blacks are moving into the white neighborhood, if a black can buy a white person's home, he buys it, and white moves to another white neighborhood.
Well, just asking y'all's personal opinion right now, do you think that Alabama today is a better place to live than when you were growing up?
Well, I guess it is. I mean, we've got naturally more people in from growing up.
But the air's not as clean as it was.
The environment.
And the things like that. Of course, we've all got to, you know, most everybody have money in. But I don't know if the Medicare and welfare ain't a whole lot of salvage, you know.
Mm.
The poor have because of welfare and Medicare.
Okay.
And if we do away with those two things, there's going to be a lot of poor people in our state to hurt.
Well, maybe you can tell Mr. Duncan, you probably answer this a little better. There seems to be, there's obviously two strong parties in the state of Alabama today, you know, by evidence we have a Republican governor. What is your opinion on that, and how have you seen the parties change over the years?
Well, yeah, I know it's gone from, especially in the governor's race, from a Democrat to a Republican.
Right.
And I think it's the views of maybe a president or somebody down the way that's swayed the people, you know, have opinion why they want to pull away from one party and go to another party.
Right.
But we've got that switching in our elected officials around. If they want to go from one party to another, especially from a Democrat to a Republican, they'll say, I'm switching. Right. That's the way it is.
How have you seen the Democratic Party change through the years?
Well, I don't know how to answer that. But they're losing ground. I know that.
Lots of them are changing over to the Republican.
So well.
You do? Well, that is the main hurt.
Yeah.
And why they're doing it is hard to understand. I don't know politics.
Okay, I want to talk about some national events maybe that I'd like to understand how they were viewed in Alabama. I think in 69, you know, we put the first man on the moon here in the United States. Did that. What was the reaction in Alabama, and what did people think?
Well, now, especially the white people, they believed it. You know, it was on TV. We had a lot of minorities or the blacks said it wasn't so, you know.
Okay.
But I know when they landed on the moon, we had the big thundercloud in one direction and one in another direction, and they met it formed one big cloud,
mm-hmm.
and it was off the storm at about 10 minutes after that happened. We figured that was called as fooling with the moon or that.
A lot of people said to us, they just messed our land up by going to the moon.
A lot of people thought they were just messing with something they shouldn't be messing
right.
with.
That's right.
But just getting in parties and hearing people talk, there were some older people that said, wasn't nothing to that, so that was just something they was putting on TV, and like nobody could go to the moon.
Did people believe that it could happen until before it actually happened?
Well, as much as they experimented, I figured one day they would land somebody on the moon.
Kind of doubtful, you know, in our minds till it happened.
Kind of had to see it to believe it.
But it's hard to understand. You on the Earth right here, we look up to see the moon.
Uh-huh.
So when they people on the moon, they'd have to look up, I guess, to see the Earth.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, you can't look down at your feet and see the Earth on the moon.
Okay.